The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through it. And a man was there named Zacchaeus. He was the chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because he too is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." The Gospel of the Lord.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole
I am so glad that Kaylee got her sucker that she was crying about earlier. You don't know how horrible you feel. And it says in the lesson, don't give in and give the kids any candy. And it was so hard to do that. I was a Sunday school teacher today, and that was really hard. So today is the second week in a row that we're hearing a story about a tax collector. In the New Testament text, tax collectors were Jews who worked for the Roman government to collect taxes from the people. They were seen as traitors to the Jewish people, especially since a lot of them, not everyone, but some of them overcharged the people and kept the extra cut of money for themselves. So tax collectors were considered outcast in Jewish society, sinners of the worst kind. Now, we hear a favorite Sunday school story today about Zacchaeus. Now, there is a song that goes with Zacchaeus. Now, how many know this is a song that goes with Zacchaeus? Okay, more of you. You may have to help me sing this then. It goes, "Zacchaeus was a wee little man, a wee little man was he. He climbed up in the sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior passed away, he looked up in the tree and he said, 'Zacchaeus, you come down, for I'm going to your house today. For I'm going to your house today.'" Very good. Very good. Now, see, last night when I was singing that, of course, I wasn't quite singing it right, but they didn't know the song anyway, and I told them they all had to go to Sunday school because none of them knew the story of Zacchaeus. So the story of Zacchaeus fits three regular themes that we see throughout Luke's gospel. The first is the problem of riches and what we do with them. The second is faith that recognizes Jesus as Lord. And the third is discovering a new life as a result of recognizing Jesus as our Lord. You see, nobody in Jericho liked Zacchaeus. He was not only a tax collector, he was the chief tax collector. He was top of the pyramid scheme, so to speak, okay? Zacchaeus was a very rich man, as Scripture tells us. And the people around Zacchaeus knew how he got rich off of all of them paying taxes. But something about the story of Jesus must have gotten to Zacchaeus, because Zacchaeus is desperate to see Jesus. And because he is short in stature, which I can totally relate to, he climbed a sycamore tree to see Jesus. That's pretty desperate. I mean, I could think about climbing a Palo Verde tree, but I don't think I could do it, even if I had a lot of energy to do it. But he wanted to see Jesus, so he climbed the sycamore tree. And so as Jesus is passing by, I think Jesus saw Zacchaeus' heart. And all he saw through all the layers of maybe greed. And he said, but maybe Zacchaeus realizing also that his riches didn't make him happy. He was isolated from society because of all of his riches. And Jesus does the unthinkable thing as Zacchaeus is passing by. He tells Zacchaeus that he's coming to his house today to stay, to have some dinner, stay overnight. And Zacchaeus welcomes Jesus into his midst. In fact, he's ecstatic about it. And then they hear the grumblings. Ah, Jesus is going to be with a sinner. And Zacchaeus does a very public confession of repentance. He says to Jesus, I will give half of my possessions to the poor, and I will pay four times to anyone that I have defrauded. He doesn't care about his money or his possessions anymore, for Zacchaeus found something that was more valuable. He found his Savior. That's the lesson we learned today in Sunday school, too, when the disciples leave all the fish on their boats to go, and they left them in the nets to follow Jesus because they found something more than their livelihood. Jesus started by saying, today I stay at your house. But at the end of our passage, Jesus says, today salvation comes to this house. Jesus does more than that for Zacchaeus, though. He restores him into the community in which he lives. He points out that Zacchaeus, too, is a son of Abraham. Jesus wraps his arms around Zacchaeus and says, you are part of this community. Luke reminds us at the end of this passage that the Son of Man, meaning Jesus, came to seek out and save the lost. And who are the lost? Well, in Scripture, many of the times it's tax collectors. The first one that we hear about is the Apostle Matthew, one of the first inner circle of disciples of Jesus, who was a tax collector. And then we had the unnamed tax collector that was praying with the Pharisee in the temple last week. We have Zacchaeus, who's the chief tax collector. But then we have the woman caught in adultery, and the Samaritan woman at the well, and the lepers that Jesus healed. The list could go on. All of them were lost. All outcast in the Jewish society. And Jesus sought them out, or they sought Jesus out. And Jesus changed their life forever. He saved them. That's what salvation is. Who stands outside our community thinking they are unworthy, either by the life they have lived or simply because of where they were born or the color of their skin? Who are the outcasts today? Are we seeking to save the lost, just as Jesus models for us in Scripture today? Last Sunday, we had our fifth annual Fall Festival and Trunk or Treat. And I know that it seems frivolous to do something like this. And I want to thank Nicole Beasley, who's out there with the kids right now, that headed up planning the event. But we had a lot of volunteers for that event too. How many here helped with our Fall Festival Trunk or Treat? Look at that. We need more next year, okay? It is a great thing that we do. Yes, we collect money for ICS and we collect some food for them, but the point of it is to connect with our community beyond this walls. So many of the kids that came to our Fall Festival and Trunk or Treat were special needs kids. A lot of them were in wheelchairs or people that I've never seen come in here. And that's okay, because we need to share God's love with the community. That is what we are called to do. Jesus loved on the lost, sinners, of which we all are, and he ate with them. Jeffrey last week told us in his sermon that Jesus walked with sinners, he talked with sinners, and he ate with sinners. And that's one of the reasons why at our fall festival, we feed people. I mean, it is a hot dog, chili, and chips, but, you know, nothing says love like a hot dog, chili, and chips, you know? Meals are special when we share them with people, and that's why we do that. All throughout his ministry, Jesus shows us the upside-down gospel that Hunter Clark so eloquently shared with us in his Tell Out My Soul story last week. And if you weren't here last week and didn't hear Hunter and Katie Clark share their Tell Out story, you need to go listen to last week's live stream. Because and listen to Jeffrey's sermon too. But you need to hear that story. Hunter reminded us last week of Jesus' gospel was different than any king before him or any king after him. In Jesus' good news, the first would be last, and the last would inherit the kingdom of God. To those who profess Jesus as Lord and Savior and act in this world as Jesus did, know that salvation comes to all of us sinners. What separates us from the salvation from Jesus, from God? Is it the love of riches? It's not the riches itself. It's when we put the riches above God. Is it habits, immoral habits that we have that we put above our God? Is it hate of our brothers and sisters? Jesus shows us today with the story of the sinner and tax collector, Zacchaeus, that when we repent and eliminate what separates us from God, and act and love this world like Jesus loved this world, then a new and better life not only awaits us, but awaits the world. We make the world a better place. Salvation comes to all of us sinners when we put our trust in Jesus. What are we waiting for? Amen.